following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty, and you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on today's program. We've got quite a bit to talk to. Good lineup of guests. Sean Callahan's going to join us. His Tri-City Tour is tonight, beginning in Hastings at HK Sports Bar and Grill. Last night was in McCook. Spring Tour has all of the film and all of the info you need on the 2014 recruiting class. Also, we'll talk about the walk-ons, talk about spring ball, which gets underway, yes, next weekend. Unbelievable. We'll talk with him about that. Kerry Hofstetter, Hastings College women's basketball coach, going to join us. Their conference tournament begins tomorrow night. They are the number 2 seed, and we'll take on Doan. And we'll talk with Kevin Asher, head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Sub-districts for them begin tonight. They are in with Donovan Trumbull and Southern Valley and Blue Hill. Three of those four teams are ranked in the top 5 in C2, so obviously by far the toughest sub-district around. But plenty of other things to talk about as well on today's show, and let's get into it. Damon Day, you know,
what's up, man?
How do you pick your cousin Jason to get to the finals and then not pick him to win it?
I know, that was a poor decision. I was thinking the whole time, though, I thought I picked him. I was like, I picked it, and then I remembered I signed off that Spieth out of nowhere, and he got eliminated like before even the quarterfinals. So
yeah, second round, I think.
Yeah. So, but man, was that just? I mean, I even on the bus ride home ignored the Twitter and the golf channel and everything else under the sun, so that when I got home at 1 o'clock in the morning, I ended up watching the final 5 holes of it, which was very riveting. Yeah, golf
with Dubois or whatever. Yeah. Hacking it out of stuff that we could be in.
He did definitely look like a Don Johnson lookalike.
Let's go back to last Tuesday at the end of the show. So Bradley versus Donald for me, Haas versus Snedeker. I'm going to take Bradley to advance on to the final and take on, I think Snedeker's got a better chance to get to the Final Four than Haas does. So I'll take Snedeker, and then I'm going to take Keegan Bradley to win it all. You?
I got Spieth beating DJ. I got Jason Day beating Jimmy Walker. I got Spieth beating Day.
So basically what this is saying is I've got Keegan Bradley to win it, so go put your money on Jonas Blixt, who he will take on in the opening round. Which was true. Blixt beat him in the first round.
Well,
the four guys that I picked were all gone by the third round, by the quarters.
I was just, man, that match play, you can just see some guys just, you know, just throw up all over themselves. Guys up, you know, the story that I liked was the Sergio Garcia story, you know, about the whole halving of the, you know, they picked him up. I think Fowler was 17 feet out and Sergio was only 6 feet out, and he said, hey, you know, how about we pick it up, and we have it. And, you know, to everybody who made mocked him and everything else, people forget that Sergio took like 25 minutes over his shot because he had to get a ruling. There was a bee's nest that the ball was under, and there was bees flying around, so they tried to do some things to smoke it out. I think they said it was like a 19-minute delay or something along those lines. And so he just walked over and said, it's good, good. You know, and to me, it was the ultimate sportsmanship. But, man, even when a guy today tries to do something right in the game of golf and be this all-knowing sportsman-like person that, you know, the sportsman police like a Chambly and a Faraday and all these guys who are somewhat the conscious of professional golf or something, a guy tries to do it and do the right thing, and then he's just mocked endlessly about, hey, pick it up on the tee. We'll just have our way all the way through it. You know, and it was like he actually tried to be the gentlemanly thing in the so-called most gentleman game out there, and the guy still gets bashed for it. So I think Sergio Garcia was the big winner from a standpoint during that tournament, but again, he'll get nothing for it because we just want a bag on Sergio. That's it. He is the whipping boy of the PGA.
Well, he's the new Colin Montgomery. Well, not even the
yes,
new.
Yes, he is. He is
he's
the
not
Colin
the new, but
yeah.
He is Colin
You're very much so. Very much so.
He's the foreigner
love
nobody
beating
likes.
Up on him.
Yeah.
Yes.
888-455-ESPN. Anytime you want to join us, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today as well. We'll be doing that a little bit later on in the program. If you want to tweet at us, it's at ESPN 1460-1550. And you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. How about them Husker women last night? 16 out of 22 from three-point land.
Just buried them.
Everything.
I mean, that's one of those nights you just start throwing, you know, alley-oops. And, well, I guess not at the women's game, but just throwing behind your back passes to the right. I mean, it was that was an amazing display from them just of making everything. That's what you would call in the zone, putting some quarters in some people, wind them up, and let them go. But that was really a statement win for them. Movie. They're what, 8 in a row?
They're rolling. They're rolling. And now just bomb. I mean, just bombing Penn State. This is a Creighton over Villanova type of deal right here. They just bombed a top 10 team last night. Their home finale, senior night. Hopefully not the final home game for Nebraska because, again, they get the regionals, which is the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 in the NCAA tournament. But it was a big game. Michelle Volpel from ESPN.com was in Lincoln last night covering it. So, you know, it was a pretty big deal if she was there.
Yeah, big victory for them, and looks like they're playing good basketball coming down the stretch. And like you said, with them hosting the regionals and the Sweet 16, that's a good step for Coach Ori and her program. And the men's team is doing well as well.
And the men will be playing tomorrow at Illinois. The women again home on Thursday. I would like to personally thank myself for getting the UNK Central Oklahoma basketball game back to the Health and Sports Center on Friday.
This is where I'm going to be the uneducated radio host as well as the uneducated.
Well, see, the state duels are at the Health and Sports Center, and we've talked about this three or four times, and numerous times this has been brought up to me off the Doug and Daddy show or off the radio. But the state duels, which we're covering right here on ESPN wall-to-wall on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So they have to set that up Friday. Well, they needed to find a place to play the basketball game with Central Oklahoma, which obviously should have never been on that night to begin with. Okay, so, I mean, there's all kinds of...
The whole thing
is weird.
That would be the MIAA.
Well, I know.
Who are awesome at scheduling because...
I know. I get it. I understand that. I'm not saying that. I think, you know, and I haven't sat down with the powers that be at UNK. And there is somewhere somebody is to blame for this, and nobody wants to take the blame for this. I mean, whether it's the MIAA.
I can say it. I'll just say it was the MIAA.
Okay, the phone's going off.
No, I don't have an MIAA alarm yet, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, just out of me knowing their scheduling practices, I mean, putting the two most northern schools in the north to open a baseball season in mid-February. I mean, that just kind of goes along with something that I would think that they don't know how to schedule there.
Well, again, the bottom line is it's just like NFL, NBA. I mean, there's certain times, like, for instance, San Antonio, they call it the rodeo tour. They have to go on the road for 9 games, and they've had to do this lately because they have the huge rodeo down at the Dome in San Antonio, and they make a deal out of that. A rock concert or any concert is going to get scheduled somewhere. Okay, we can't have it here. We've actually had that. People can remember, uh-oh, we're in the playoffs, but we have got the Katy Perry concert here at the L.A. Coliseum. What are we going to do? We got it at the Pepsi Center, the United Center, or whichever town it might be. What are we going to do? We've got to move this. We've got to move that. We got to have play back-to-back, you know, whatever. That's the situation. You submit your dates, and you say, we can't host an event this day. And then they come back and say, hey, by the way, here's your game. And so UNK has to try and find a place to play, which they had decided on Kearney Catholic. Whole different situation there. But whatever. The powers that be with the NSAA and UNK came together, worked out whatever they needed to work out, and so now the basketball will be played a little earlier, just a half hour, 5 and 7 Friday at the Health and Sports Center. Then they'll set up for wrestling. I was talking with people in Omaha about it this weekend. I said, you know, man, I remember the days when the regular tournament was in Lincoln, and the Huskers, just about every other year, they didn't care. You know, every other year, they had a home game at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And then you had to set up everything for state wrestling. You're there till whatever time it is in the morning. And then that was when you're weighing in at 7 in the morning, too. So, I mean, it was just kind of a big deal. And UNK and the NSAA have figured this out to where they can do the same thing here.
And huge kudos to both of them for doing that, because it's a big game for UNK on the men's side heading into the basketball playoffs. And I think that's what you're basically alluding to, is just at the end of the day, people got together and made the right decision based upon what was best for the student athletes and kind of what they have worked for. And I think that's a great testament to not only the NSAA, but the UNK administration to work together. And let's face it, the NSAA had to sign off on that. You know, they had to agree to.
Because they want to come in, they want to look it over, and by 7 o'clock or 8, whatever time, they said, okay, we're done. We've got to do our meetings. We got to get ready for tomorrow.
But that is a huge deal to the basketball program, because when you are fighting for something, the last thing you want to go do is play on a neutral court when you're supposed to have,
I'm guessing,
some sort of an advantage.
I'm guessing the success, not just of last year, but the success of hosting the national tournament, and not having any problems. Price said, you know, I think we can handle this. I think we can get it all set up in a minimal amount of time, and we're not going to have a problem.
You know, Rich Broderson is the Associate Athletic Director for events, and he has put on some big ones. National Championship for Wrestling, the National Championship for Basketball. I think we had a National Championship for Volleyball under him. And so I think his reputation and the university's reputation of putting on first-class events allowed for this deal or this this ability for both organizations to get what they wanted out of the evening.
The bottom line is that for once, parties come together, and I'm not just talking UNK or the NSA. I'm just saying it doesn't. So finally, we get together and we do the right thing, and that's the bottom line here. So kudos to all that got this done the right way, because you were here for this, but that was the undoing of the Tri-City Diesel. They took a playoff game that they were supposed to have at home and took it on the road, and then there was no more team after that because it just proved that nobody cared. Well, this is important to UNK, and they're able to get that game at home. So, good. Good, good, good. A lot of high school hoops continue tonight. Girls districts and A and B get underway, plus sub-district basketball semifinals throughout our network. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But when we come back, Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com, will join us right after this. Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
Hi, it's The Herd. Building a strong relationship with your team, pretty much the key for any business. Got to meet them and collaborate with your coworkers, your clients, on a regular basis, called communication, to brainstorm and develop quality ideas and solutions. It just works better. Getting everybody in the same place, the same room, these days, impossible. That's why we suggest GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It's the powerfully simple way to meet in person online. From anywhere, anytime. I've used this. Very interesting. Sign up for GoToMeeting from your computer or your mobile device. You can launch your first meeting in seconds. That's all it takes. And you can share the same screen to collaborate on projects in real time. You turn on your webcam, you see everybody face to face. It's powerful, it's simple to meet in person online. Start your free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting today. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button, then use the promo code my name, Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin. Go to meeting.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Place him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull good. It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Cloudy skies and a chance for some snow in our forecast later today. Could pick up around an inch of accumulation. It's met breezy northwest winds with a high of 19. And we could see more snow early tonight with low temperatures dropping to 3 above zero. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And their complete inventory, as always, is available at thinkmidway.com. Don't forget that it's truck month at the Chrysler dealership. You can come in and check out some of the great trucks that are on hand. And in fact, as you turn, it's just unbelievable that I know we're going to be talking about the 2015s here in just a couple of moments. With Andy and the gang at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with over 500 vehicles available. Daily low hassle-free prices will be coming your way, as they always are at the Midway Auto Dealership. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Sean Callahan going to join us next here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he's making his trip across Nebraska. Carrie Hofstetter will be joining us, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. And also we'll be talking with Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. So that's all coming up.
I apologize for during the break sucking the energy right out of you by explaining to you the forecast for the next 10 days.
Yeah, I saw that it was going to be crappy the next few days, but yeah. You've taken me all the way into early March.
Yeah, I apologize for that. That's a bad habit that I have when people speak about the weather and me just giving them my little junior badge of weather forecasting based upon websites and knowledge and all that good stuff. Speaking with the people in the know in the weather industry, we are definitely in for a cold spell. Hopefully it's the last of the year, though.
So are you going far enough south this week to play?
Yeah, we're trying to secure a field in Dallas, trying to secure a field down in Tulsa. And there's also some talk of going all the way south of Fayetteville, Arkansas this week to get our games in. So, you know,
Southwest Baptist?
Yeah, that's we're supposed to play in Bolivar, Missouri.
Which is where?
It's about an hour north, or it's 15 minutes outside of Springfield, Missouri. So in the southern part of Missouri. So we'll continue to travel and continue to see this crazy world. And It is very interesting to see the guys' reactions when you go to different towns. For example, we were in Coffeyville, Kansas this weekend, and I don't think that anybody complained about Kearney any. Well, can complain about Kearney ever again. Our guys can never complain about there's not enough to do. There's not, you know, that Kearney's so small. When you've been to Coffeyville, Kansas for a weekend, you have really, truly appreciate certain things, amenities in this world. That we sometimes take for granted, and just how great of a town Kearney is. As an older I don't want to say grown up, but you realize how good Kearney really is, and then when you go to some of these towns, I did not realize that after Wichita, Coffeyville is literally an hour and a half farther south and east, and I didn't know there was that much room in Kansas.
Yeah,
but I didn't know that when you drove to the other side of Coffeyville, you were in Oklahoma. I did not know that when we were...
They don't have that app on your phone?
No. So what? Our hotel was in Coffeyville, Kansas, but the Brahms that we ate in was in Oklahoma.
You're such a world traveler. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, our Husker recruiting tour continues tonight at HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, starting at 6 o'clock. Free admission. Order off the menu for your meal tonight. Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be on hand, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm just leaving McCook here. I was over visiting at McCook High School, so I'm making my way over to Kearney as we speak this. My Kearney High this afternoon.
Well, that's part of this as well. Yeah, in the evening, you're able to do your work and see the fans and see the Husker fans and talk about the recruiting class and upcoming spring football. But you're doing some work out in the western part of the state to look at kids for next year and maybe even 2 years down the road. Give us some stops, who you're going to be looking at as you make your trip from McCook East during the week.
Well, I was hoping to get over to Gothenburg today to see Tanner Borchardt, but we're going to have to go out there at another time because they've got basketball, and they don't want it to be a distraction with basketball coming up tonight in district. So Tanner's definitely a guy that's on the radar at 6'8", 275. You know, you got Brian Harp there and Kearney, who I think is going to get some legitimate looks, whether it's FCS or Division One. You know, I think a lot of people are intrigued on how Brian is right now, and you know, obviously in McCook, they've got a kid named Colton Siff, a solid A, 6'3", a 210-pound linebacker. And then there's a kid in Grand Island Central Catholic. I'm still trying to figure out his pronunciation, but I believe it's Johanna.
Johanna Gaifon.
He's a defensive end, and I think he's very intriguing. I mean, those are kind of the main names in the central and western part of the state that I've seen and I've known about here. That I'm going to check out here in the next few days.
What's the senior, upcoming senior talent, this year's junior talent, what's it like in the state of Nebraska?
You know, I think it's fairly strong right now from what I've seen. We already know that Omaha North has got two legitimate prospects. You know, Nebraska's offered Michael Decker already, Calvin Strong. I think once he gets his academic situation figured out with the ACT, he's going to be a guy that gets some Division One stuff here. But then Cluster Johnson Jr. At Bellevue West has already got two Division One offers, the receiver that was a record breaker last year. He's going to get more BCS-type offers eventually. There's a kid in Seward by the name of Adam Holtorf, who's just a stud, 6'5", 260-pound kid that he's already got a South Dakota State offer, and a lot of other teams are close. Noah Lazaro at Lincoln Southwest is a linebacker that a lot of people are interested in. I believe South Dakota State will be offering him this weekend from what I've heard when he goes up there for their junior day. So there definitely are a number of kids on the radar right now that are getting looks. And, you know, I think last year we had five kids in the state sign FCS Division One. I'm sorry, FBS Division One, and then about 12 or 13 were FCS. So between it all, I think there was 17, 18 kids that ended up going to Division One, whether it was FCS or FBS.
Sean, how have you seen Coach Pelini's staff change their philosophy or how it's different since when they started, as far as Nebraska kids, including what we saw with walk-on this year, which was way different than anything they'd done before?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing still is the camp. I mean, they want to be able to see every in-state kid in camp and work out in person. And very, very few in-state kids have the leverage to say, I don't want to go to camp and work out. If you don't, you're not going to get an offer from Nebraska. So I think that's still the biggest thing. And I've had coaches from other schools say, hey, heck, Nebraska should be able to have that kind of leverage. Those kids do need to go to their camp if they want to get offered by them. And so that's the biggest thing I think that they look at is they want you to come in there for a day and work out. With the walk-ons, that's kind of Jeff Jamrock's deal. And he works the phones, calls all his contacts around the state. He doesn't necessarily care if you're All-State or whatnot. They're looking for guys with upside and potential. And if you look at the walk-on group this year, very few of those guys are from the Omaha-Lincoln area. Most of them were from smaller communities. And I think that's kind of what they're going for. They're trying to find that under-the-radar guy that has the upside. And if two or three of these guys can be contributors down the road of the 17, 18 kids they're going to bring in, that walk-on program has done its part.
What do you guys think when you look at that walk-on program and a name pops up that I know there's a couple on the list that I'm sure you had never heard of? What do you guys think when that happens?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you can go and see as many of these guys, but there's always going to be ones in the walk-on that you've not heard much about. And it just shows you that they're trying to maybe find something that no one else has found. And that's the one thing that's made it difficult with the walk-on program. You know, with things like Rivals.com, there aren't a lot of secrets anymore. And, you know, guys that are signing with these FCS programs on full ride, you know, the 13 kids or so that signed FCS this year, a lot of those guys might have been walk-ons. But now that these FCS schools are no longer Division II and they're Division I, they have full rides, a lot of those kids are no longer taking the walk-on opportunity because there's a full scholarship to play at a quality FCS program. And so I think Nebraska's had to get a little bit more creative and maybe try to dig up a few guys out there that weren't on the radar because the top names out there, the Micaiah Slades at Lincoln Northeast or Easton Sticks and R.J. Erzendowski's at Creighton Prep, everybody knows about those guys, and they're going to get the full ride offers now to play FCS. And in today's financial climate, you just can't turn down a full ride to walk on at Nebraska in most cases. It's just not really feasible for most people.
Damon Day here, and as you start to travel around and you have such a pulse of the Husker football program, but you also have a kind of a pulse of the Husker fan base as we kind of head into spring football. And where do you think the fan base is at? Are they have they kind of calmed down a little bit? Is there a lot of excitement, or is it apathy? Or how are you kind of reading that Husker fan base right now on how their view is towards Nebraska football?
I just think it's kind of a wait-and-see attitude right now. I don't think anyone's necessarily too high or too low right now. I think everyone's just kind of waiting to see. I think everybody knows that Nebraska has a quality roster coming back next year of players. I mean, their offense with Demir Bula coming back and Kenny Bell and Jamal Turner and the linemen they return, they've got a great group of guys on offense, Tommy Armstrong, you know, as a quarterback potentially, or even someone like that, but defensively they return guys. But I think everyone wants to wait and see if this team can shake off the mistakes and things that have kind of limited them the last couple of years. I think last year was more injuries that hurt this team with Taylor Martinez and Spencer Long, particularly. I mean, those are your two returning All Big Ten players, and Long was an All-American, and they lost those two guys, and I think it really changed things. And the defense was young, but they came on and really started to play Bo Pelini-type defense by the end of the year. But I think everyone's just kind of – I don't think you see anyone that's too high or too low. The schedule, though, is going to be considerably harder next year with a road game at Fresno State and Miami right away, boom, boom, back-to-back weeks. Your Big Ten road games next year are Michigan State, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Northwestern. That is a very, very difficult road schedule. So the schedule next year will not be easy. But the new divisional alignment should be fun with Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa, and all those teams right there competing to win that West division.
Yeah, it'll be awesome not having to play the powers like Maryland and Rutgers. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com joining us here. He'll be at HK Sports Bar and Grill tonight. Thursday he is at Cunningham's. We'll talk more about that in just a second. One more thing that continues, I guess, it just depends who you are, but it does grind my gear, Sean. and I know not. I know some colleges are just like it, but what's the big deal with Nebraska letting the kids play in the Shrine Bowl? I mean, Stanford's Harrison Phillips is playing in the Shrine Bowl. None of these guys that are on scholarship are going to see the field in the next 2 years. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I guess I didn't quite get the whole notion of Bo Pelini telling DJ Foster and Luke Gifford not to play. You know, because we've seen guys play in the game. Banderas did accept his invite last year, but had the shoulder thing, so he couldn't play. But Daniel Davey played a couple years ago. David Sutton played a couple years ago. And I think when you look at Foster and Gifford, they're probably going to redshirt anyway. So I was a little disappointed, too, because I think both those guys wanted to play in the game, and it's good for the game. The Shriners moved the deal up early, basically specifically so these Nebraska recruits could play in the game. And, you know, like you said, Harrison Phillips was playing in it. So it doesn't make a lot of sense, but they have to listen to what the Nebraska people are telling them to do. And Nebraska, one of them, you know, if there's a 1% chance of injury, apparently that's too much. And they don't want those guys to take any risk playing in the Shrine Bowl.
Well, I guess that's my point, because I think at some point I'll pose the question to the coach. Pressure needs to be put on. I think it's, you know, what if the kid tells him, stick it? You know, I'm going to play in the Shrine Bowl. It's the highest honor you can have in the state of Nebraska. It really upsets me. I just don't understand it. It's just, there is no, yeah, okay, they might get hurt. They might get hurt walking into the first practice, too. It is over the top for me.
Yeah, I think when you look at the roster, though, other than Gifford and Foster, every other top player is in that game. Mick Stoltenberg could not play in the game because of his ACL knee injury. So he's not in but the Free Huskers are not in the game. But yeah, it is. That's kind of what the history of the Shrine Bowl has been all about, is having those Husker guys play and people coming out to see. And, you know, Harrison Phillips is going to get all the press all week in that deal now, and he'll be the kind of the big storyline.
Well, let's move on to reminding the folks what it is you're doing for the folks that are new in the area or just want to know what to expect when they show up either in Hastings tonight or at Cunningham's on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll be at, as you said, HK Sports Bar tonight and Cunningham's Thursday night. Events start, I believe, 6 o'clock, but we'll probably kick off the film around 6:30. So give you some time to sit down and order dinner. But I'll show the film of Nebraska's 2014 recruiting class of the guys. It's about a 35-minute film, and we'll preview spring football and talk about those things as well. So it's definitely a great event. We had a huge crowd in McCook last night, close to 100 people in attendance out to watch. And believe it or not, spring football starts here March 8th. So we are less than 2 weeks away from Nebraska's first spring practice on March 8th. And plenty to talk about with spring football looming around the corner.
I'll throw out about three things here, Sean, and whatever you think has the most storyline, go with Huskers just coming out of the NFL Combine. Of course, Quincy pulls a hammy after a good run. Then Nebraska will hold its pro day on the 6th. And then, as you said, spring ball starts on the 8th. And what are some of those questions that immediately we're going to be looking at in spring ball? Any of those topics touch on?
Yeah, the biggest things of that, I mean, Quincy and Stanley in the combine, that's a story, I guess, but I'm more interested now in Taylor Martinez at Pro Day. I want to see how he runs and kind of what he says. That will be Taylor's first interview he's given since the Minnesota game, so that will be interesting to see Taylor at Pro Day and what he does. Spring ball, the quarterback race, Tommy's the clear-cut leader in the clubhouse. But, you know, that will be something to watch, this quarterback race and how it goes. And other than that, I mean, I like this team coming back. I feel like they've got a lot of things in place other than maybe the QB position and the corner position. Cornerback, they lost a lot of guys, and that's one where they need to kind of figure things out. Even without Avery Moss, I still think this defense has enough up front. They have four scholarship defensive ends that will be in for spring ball. You'd like to have maybe one or two more, but I feel like they still have enough in place.
All right, Sean, hey, we can't wait to see you tonight in Hastings and then Thursday in Kearney, so safe travels and looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com. Don't forget, you can still get the 100 things Nebraska fans should know or do before they die. That's Sean's book that came out last fall. You can check it out at your local bookstore or online. Tonight, 6 to 7:30 at HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. It's free admission. Order off the menu. Ask Sean your questions. Watch the spring video. And then Thursday, you'll want to make reservations for Cunningham's in the loft with a prime rib and shrimp dinner with dessert. Dinner starts at 6, and then the show will start as about 30, 45 minutes after that. You can reserve your seats by going to Cunningham's or stopping by, calling them, $20 a ticket or $100 for a table of 6 on Thursday night. So tonight, Hastings, Thursday at Cunningham's. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Kerry Hofstetter of Hastings College. They get ready for the GPAC tournament. They're ranked 5th in the country. We're back after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Now at the Home Depot, get a special buy on your choice of 6 new mosaic tile designs starting at just $6.98 per tile. So, let's make an ordinary room extraordinary. These colorful mosaic tiles add beautiful patterns to any wall or backsplash, so you get a pop of style without bursting your budget. Let's do this. Mosaic tiles on special buy for just $6.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies and a chance for some snow in our forecast later today. Could pick up around an inch of accumulation. It's met breezy northwest winds with a high of 19. And we could see more snow early tonight with low temperatures dropping to 3 above zero. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we take a look at the Midtown Mart Cooler Question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coldest topics. Yesterday we asked, will the Nebraska men's basketball team make the NCAA tournament? 48% said with an at-large bid, 43% said no, and 9% said yeah, but they're going to have to win the Big Ten tournament. So there's your Midtown Mart Cooler Question from yesterday. Today, what's the biggest issue with the new home plate collision rule, Damon Day? It's a one-year experimental rule, judgment call made by the umpire, too many exceptions that could create confusion. It limits home plate collisions, or you have no issue with the new rule. That's a lot of choices. You got an issue with the rule? I mean,
no, I
you guys have to live
rule.
By it every day anyway.
I think so. It's a great rule. Umpires are going to blow it and screw it up, but at least you're going to have your stars of the game that you – I mean, at least you're going to have your – I mean, that's the biggest thing is why would you risk losing a Buster Posey or a – or, you know, a Victor Martinez for the Indians, and the guys that people want to come and see.
Who?
You know,
you throw out a Cleveland Indian catcher.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But
that's
to me, I think it makes sense. And for us, college players have been dealing with it all the time. And it's a lot easier to call than you think. You can tell what a guy's trying to do.
And they just quit doing it. And you can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. I like the rule. I've been preaching about it for years, yes. So I like the rule. Someone that has never had a problem with officials is Kerry Hofstetter, head women's coach at Hastings College, who joins Doug Duda, Damon Day, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning, right? Never missed a call?
Never missed a call. never have any problems with officials whatsoever.
Hopefully that'll stay the same for the next bevy of basketball games. Coach, man, you guys have got a great season going. Even if you dropped one on Saturday, I guess I want to say the Hastings women are back. And I mean, when I say back, we were used to your playing days during maybe the transition of always being in the top five, top eight in the country. What's the feeling like around campus and in the practice facility right now?
Sure, yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting to have a team that, got back into the GPAC championship spot, even though we're sharing it with three other teams. It's good to be back up there and to find our way back into the top 10 in the country is exciting. And, our kids have worked really hard for that. And, they're excited about, the next couple of weeks and the possibilities of fighting for a conference tournament championship. And then also, hopefully making our way into the national tournament.
Maybe a rematch with Northwestern. I guess every coach knows there's stuff to work on. By dropping a game after this hot streak, what does that say and what does that mean you guys got to look at in practice?
Sure, yeah. They're really tough at home. They haven't lost a game there for, I don't know, like 13 years. No, it hadn't been quite that long, but a couple of years so, or a year and a half or something like that. So they're tough at home, and we didn't get off to a great start, and we buried ourselves down 20 at half and couldn't dig ourselves out. So, we just the sluggish first half really set us back. And, they're a tough matchup for us. They're super quick, and they don't obviously have a 6'4 kid. But they do run the ball really well and score in transition. So we'll have to, do some things differently if we see them again and make sure that we can kind of minimize those mismatches and try to take a little bit more advantage of the mismatches we have in our favor.
Coach, coming into the tournament, there's always, since it being an eight-team tournament, who are some teams that maybe in that back half or the higher seeds that, four, five, six, seven, that have been playing very well going into the tournament that you need to keep your eye on?
Sure. Well, I think Midland is a tough matchup. Concordia meets Midland tomorrow night. They're dangerous. They're super athletic and really talented. And it's Sean Gilbert's the head coach there, and it's his first year. So, they've been dropping games by 1 point, 2 points. We had a tough time with them there. We're able to beat them, but they really competed with us well. It kind of went down to the wire. So Midland, I think, is a really good team. Their record doesn't indicate it. They played an extremely tough schedule this year, but you might want to watch out for them. And then also, Doan, Dakota Westland, both those teams, they've competed and beat some teams, down the stretch here. So, we definitely have a tough matchup with Doan. They beat us last time we saw them. So, their starting five are solid.
What happened? What went wrong in the Doan game?
Doan went wrong. Us playing at Doan is never a good thing. So, no, we didn't execute very well offensively. Doan's physical and they're athletic, and you've got to really execute your stuff. You've got to set screens on bodies and make, hard cuts and not let them bump you off your path. So physicality-wise, we have to be better, tomorrow night. And then defensively, we've got to, limit their opportunities in transition and their post players step out and can kind of put the ball on the floor a little bit. So we've got to make sure that we can contain that.
Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how important is the tournament from a national tournament seeding standpoint?
Well, I think it's important for a couple reasons. First, you know, just all eyes are on the GPAC tournament just because we've been so successful at the national tournament. Everybody's interested to see, you know, who in the GPAC is playing really well right now. So just from a national kind of perspective, it's a big deal to be able to win it. And then I would say the other thing is just momentum. You know, if you get some momentum from the conference tournament going into the national tournament, it's always helpful, you know, to kind of get rolling and then make your way into that national tournament and it seems sometimes that can kind of carry you through a few things.
Carrie, you've played a lot of girls this year, and we've talked about, I think, the top three continue to be the top three with Van Kirk, Bruckman, Zwiener. They're always in double figures. Any one of them can be the leading scorer, but you can go 11 deep with kids that are playing at least eight minutes a game. Damon kind of asked you about teams that are starting to make a run here. Who's really turned the corner here for you, maybe from that 6 through 11 player?
You know, like Chanel Farmer's been really, really solid for us all year long. But the one that's really stepped up recently is Chelsea Morton coming off that torn ACL from last spring. It's just kind of taken her a little while, you know, to make her way back and to be able to move like she did before. And she's such a great defender, you know, that laterally she's kind of made that, you know, made that improvement to where she's really able to do the things she did for us last year when she started, you know, 30 games and as a freshman and played about 30 minutes a game. So Chelsea Morton's been huge for us in the last few games. And then obviously, you know, Chanel Farmer and Sierra Williamson have been big for us, you know, throughout the entire season.
And you've been taking care of the ball. I know that is a key, is winning the turnover battle no matter what the sport is. Obviously, it takes good guard play. Are there other reasons?
You know, we have really good passers for post players. Laurel Zwiener and Sierra Williamson are probably two of our best passers. And when they get touches in the paint, they're able to find the open guy. And you know, they get double teamed all the time. So, you know, that's a huge part of the inside-outside game is getting post touches, but having post players who can put the ball in spots where it's not going to get turned over. You know, we just have several kids that have really good basketball IQ and something that we stress, you know, to be able to take care of the ball and make sure that we're not giving other teams, you know, easy transition opportunities as a result of our turnovers.
Hastings College women will host Doan tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Then the men will follow that up at 8 o'clock. And then the women will host Morningside Saturday. I'll go ahead and make that prediction right here. And then they'll play in the championship game next Tuesday. So, Carrie, best of luck. Let's run the table here.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Take care. Carrie Hofstetter, head women's coach, Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Plus, Kevin Asher is going to join us here in this segment as well. Talk St. Cecilia boys basketball. But, Damon, postseason, you've been through this in the GPAC. Doesn't matter what sport it is. Once you've known everybody, figured out everybody, plus if you draw somebody that beat you in the first round when you're the 2 seed. I mean, Hastings only has 4 losses, 1 to Doan.
It's tough when you're a top seed in a tournament, especially in this probably tournament where the top 2, 3 maybe are already in the national tournament, and it's a lot different. You can talk about, hey, we're going to get up, we want to win the tournament. There's a big difference between the team that wants to win the tournament and the team who knows that this is the only way that they're going to the tournament. And so that's what makes conference tournaments very, very interesting is when you get, you know, an 8, a 6, a 7 seed who plays very, very well at the beginning of the tournament. You know, when you're fighting for your survival of your season, that's a lot different than a team that's just wanting to continue to be good and is just doing it to win. And so that's what always makes tournament play very, very interesting.
Yeah, I think this has become more of a topic of conversation in the NCAA men's tournament lately. And we talked about it. I don't remember if it was with you, but Creighton, there's no need to bust your hiney to win the Big East tournament except to maybe get a 2 seed in the national tournament, which is a lot of pressure on a team. You know, maybe we could use the extra breather and get ready for the NCAA tournament, because the Big East tournament doesn't mean anything. They're already in.
Yeah, and I think if you look at the statistics of the teams who have had to fight for their survival to get into the tournament, that kind of wind in their sails runs out eventually. The adrenaline rush, the boom, you can do it for 3 or 4 days. It's hard to carry it over to the next weekend type of thing. And so I think that's where coaches, especially in these teams who already are going to secure at-large bids, you know, I think that's where the coaching comes into it. How do you handle this? Do you put the pedal to the metal, or do you pull back? Do you keep your players' minutes under control, or do you just burn them all out to try to win a tournament spot? And I think that's where you see coaches and that experience of being in the tournament and guys understanding what they need to do in the tournament to keep their team sharp for the big tournament. And that's where you always run into the team of, you know, and but then you have a very interesting situation like in the ACC with the Duke Syracuse. You know, if you read all the paperwork and you read all the papers and you read all the articles, you know, there's a genuine, those two teams want to play each other again in that championship, you know, and because they got some unsettled business. But as a coach, how hard do you push through your guys to get there when both teams are going to be in the NCAA tournament?
Well, that's not the case all the time when we come to high school hoops. There is a humdinger of a sub-district that got underway last night at Minden and will continue tonight. Three teams that are ranked in the top five in C2 are in this sub-district, and those three are in the top seven in the wild card points. Hastings St. Cecilia coach Kevin Asher joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Are you relaxed?
Yeah, I'm just sitting back, needing something to pep me up for the day, huh?
what a draw! 17-5. Here, you can be the 3 seed, and of course, I want to remind everybody that's 16-3 since the opening three games or opening weekend of the ball game. In fact, if I knock it off one more time, it's 17-3 since the start of the season. But bottom line is, you start with the defending state champion. How do you approach it? Do you play this up, or do you just say it's sub-districts? What do you do?
Well, I think we've just talked about it's sub-districts, and you know, most of the time at this time of the year, you're thinking about one thing, and that's winning the first ball game at hand. And yes, it's a very big, good team that we're playing, highly ranked. They've got a lot of things going for them because they've had a great season too. But, you know, our kids are – you know, they've had one of those seasons where the stars kind of aligned for us. Everything kind of came together, and we still feel that we haven't reached the peak of the mountain yet. And that's kind of what you got to try to do as a coach, is try to keep your kids thinking, hey, we got to keep playing, getting better during practice, and we got to keep focused, you know, because you're right. This is, you know, a really tough sub-district and could possibly be the end of somebody's season if the chips don't fall like they're supposed to.
Coach, we just talked to Coach Hofstetter at Hastings College. They got knocked off. You also got knocked off here towards the end of the season playing a Central Catholic ball club. How does that refocus you and your team?
Well, I thought it really brought a lot of things out that maybe we were, you know, you get on a roll and you don't emphasize maybe a detail enough here, and that's the coach's fault, and the kids kind of human nature fall into that trap of letting up a little bit, and Central Catholic was ready that night, and they really popped us in the mouth, and I thought we came out the next week with a 4-day practice week against Centura and got realigned, and hey, we got to be tougher. We weren't physical enough, and Central Catholic was more physical, and we weren't executing as well as we could, and they exposed that, and that's going to be a thing that, you know, if you don't do that late in the season, some team that is good, which, you know, we're loaded in this district, one of these 3-4 teams that are left are going to get you. And it really got us to where our kids, you know, didn't panic or anything like that. But, hey, these are the little things we need to work on.
Talk about Southern Valley and the matchup of problems that they pose for you.
Well, they just they're a very, very well-coached team, and they're kind of they run that 2-2-1 press back to 2-3. And they do a great job of doing the little things. They don't turn the ball over. They get good shots every time down on offense. Their kids are programmed into their roles very, very well. And that's something that, you know, and then they've got 6 out of their 8 guys back from last year. You know, they lost the big boy, and their, I thought, was what glue to their team was the point guard best. But they definitely, those six other kids have played a lot of basketball and played a lot at a high level in a state championship type atmosphere. So, you know, we're looking at a team that, you know, makes everything difficult for you on offense with the zone. I mean, you don't see a lot of zone throughout the season, and then you come against a zone like theirs where it's just constantly nitpicking at you, and they do it on a missed basket, they do it on a make, they change it up and kind of go half-court trap with you, and then they'll just sit back and play their 2-3 and make you hit shots. So there's a lot of different ways they attack you on defense, and our kids, you know, for now, for 2 weeks, we preached to them, this is some of the things you got to take advantage of, but I don't know if we can't, you know, at different times, you still got to make shots.
Where do you think you guys have gotten better in the last month, Kevin?
Well, I just think the kids have really stayed focused. We had a great run of, I think, 12, 13 wins and sometime during the season in there. And, you know, coming together, I think, just was the biggest key for our season, was being able to accept roles and fall in there. And in the last month, I think we've, you know, raised our level of play to where, you know, we can go out any night and play any team and not have any type of doubt in our mind whether it's what's going to happen now. Central Catholic put a little doubt in us after the first quarter, but I thought our kids really responded when we got down in double digits and came back and got it into single digits right away. So, you know, we're playing at a high level. You know, our inside game has really come along the second half of the season. That's something that we weren't sure of. We were too guard-oriented for the first 10 games of our season, but between Zach Kitten, Tom Skok, and Cannon Howell, they've really done some nice stuff inside, and that's probably why we're sitting where we're at today.
And if you can get through this one tonight, most likely Donovan Trumbull on the other side, a team that you did beat. You kind of have their number. You beat them earlier in the season, but that would be another great matchup. Does that give the kids maybe a little more confidence?
Well, you know, you look at when we played them, sometimes that first game in December, the second week of the season, is kind of a wash. And, you know, they were still in football shape, and you know, we were kind of ready for them. I think, to be honest, watching Donovan over the last 3-4 weeks of the season with all the games I've seen on them, they just seem to me like they are playing at a pretty high level right now. And athletically, there's no doubt they're the most gifted team in C2 athletically. They've just got some great athletes. You're right about us having their number. 6 years, there's been some heartbreak losses for Donovan, you know, and definitely we've had their number, but I think they'd want nothing more than to play us come Thursday night, and I think that's where our kids want too. I mean, you know, they want to prove themselves again.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work. The game's tonight on the Breeze, 94.5, and best of luck to the Hawks.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Kevin Asher, head coach, Hastings St. Cecilia, 17-5. You're the third seed. Southern Valley is 21-2. Donovan Trumbull is 20-3. They have only lost to the Blue Hawks and Gibbon, which was twice this season. Yeah.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Blue Hill, Donovan, Trumbull, the first game, then St. Cecilia, Southern Valley. You'll hear him on the Breeze, 94.5. Classic Hits, 98.9 tonight. We have got the doubleheader from Kearney High. Gibbon will be taking on Broken Bow, and Broken Bow upset Gibbon earlier this year. And then it's Minden, Kearney Catholic, and here on ESPN Radio, game one from the D1-9 at Kearney Catholic. It'll be Elm Creek against Wilcox Hildreth, who played great defense yesterday, and then it'll be Overton as they take on Amherst. Don't forget, folks, before the games, after the games, even if it's for lunch today, the Chicken Coop is the place for you, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Tuesday night deal is the Chicken Wing Basket. Get a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of over 12 flavors, ranging from Ragin' to sweet or traditional. It's just $5. You can have your favorite beverage. You can play some pool, watch sports. There's darts, foosball, arcade games for the family, and a whole lot more. So for family food, drinks, and great, great food, head on over to the Chicken Coop, where it's Wing Basket Night every Tuesday night, 2115 Avenue A, Kearney. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia next.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Great oil and filter specials at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for just $19.99 after mail-in rebate. Upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for $21.99 after rebate. Or 5 quarts of Pennzoil platinum full synthetic oil and a Bosch premium plus oil filter for $32.99. Now through March 29th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Friends don't let friends take their life in their hands.
Oh, half-price sushi.
Friends don't let friends put their foot in their mouth.
Dearly beloved.
Wait! Don't do it!
And friends definitely don't let friends smoke. Especially when there's an e-cig that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing. The Enjoy King. So for everything friends do, return the favor. Give them an Enjoy King electronic cigarette. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at Enjoy.com.
Cloudy skies and a chance for some snow in our forecast later today. Could pick up around an inch of accumulation. It's met breezy northwest winds with a high of 19, and we could see more snow early tonight with low temperatures dropping to 3 above zero. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Doug and Damon Day with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won the last 2 months, now's your opportunity. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We ask you a question. First person to get it right, $25 gift card to Troutman's. Pick up some prime ribs, some ham, some bacon, some of your favorite steaks, fresh frozen seafood, some snack sticks, maybe just a meat and cheese tray for the home or office, the ball game, whatever the case may be. Sophomore Rachel Theriault claimed her second Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Week award today. She helped the Huskers, of course, pick up wins this past weekend. Guided the Huskers to a 21-5 record and was at the control for last night's blitz of Penn State. If you'd like to be part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, call us now. Let's get after it. Who are we chatting with?
Weston.
All right, Weston, here we go. Last night, in exciting fashion over Oklahoma, Kansas clinched its 10th straight Big 12 regular season basketball title. Now, they shared it 4 times. But who was the last team before Kansas to win the Big 12 basketball title?
Kansas State?
It was not Kansas State. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Who was the last outright Big 12 men's basketball winner that was not named Kansas? If you'd like to be part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, give us a call. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike.
Mike, who was the last Big 12 team to win the outright basketball title, not named Kansas?
Let's just go with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is incorrect. Try back. We've whittled it down, folks. There's only 9 schools that remain. 888-455-ESPN, because you can't count West Virginia or TCU. Obviously, they haven't done it because Kansas has won it 10 in a row. Who are we chatting with?
Rich.
Rich, who was the last Big 12 men's basketball champion outright before Kansas made this 10-year run?
I'll say Baylor.
Ooh, not correct. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, you're getting closer now. Matt, who was the last Big 12 men's regular season basketball title holder not named Kansas?
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State is correct. On our 4th try, we have a winner. Congratulations. We got a $25 gift card coming your way. Hang on the line. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
There you go. Bang.
Boom.
You know what? I'll give credit to the guy that picked Jason Day to be the runner-up in the match play, that you did get that one right.
I did get that one right.
Did you?
I did.
You hardly ever get them right.
I never get it. Because it's always something Nebraska, and I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I don't care about Nebraska
Communism!
Football. Communism's back, because I don't care about Nebraska football at this point.
Who would not like you?
Who?
Buford T. Justice.
Yeah,
He does not like communism.
You know what? In walking in Walmart and different avenues around town, I don't think a lot of people like my opinions when it comes to Nebraska football and other things. And it's not that I don't like them. I do truly do like the Huskers. I'm just not as a fanatical a fan as some others.
What do you have to root for anymore? Because Indiana basketball's down. The Cleveland Browns stink. Yeah. Notre Dame had their shining moment and then got hammered. I'm trying to think of people that you even kind of, Akron, Ball State. What do you got for me?
You know, I'm excited about the Detroit Tigers season. Obviously, I have some new.
No.
You get to bounce around a little bit.
No. Cleveland Indian fan. Just because Job is with Detroit, you are not a Detroit Tiger fan.
Yeah, I can honestly say that I am a fan of whoever's team he is on
I'll
get to go see them play and do that whole thing. But
you got nothing right now.
You know,
I'm trying to throw you under the bus.
I will be honest with you. I explain this to people. I'm kind of a vagabond guy. Started out in Indiana, moved to Illinois. Now I'm in Nebraska. I'm a world traveler. I mean, were you in Coffeyville this weekend? I don't think so. I mean, have you been to Wichita lately? Albuquerque? I mean, these places are booming metropolises of...
Yeah, but when's the last time you went to Odessa? I'm not talking Texas.
I drove by Odessa.
You drove by the interstate exit. You didn't go through Odessa.
That's true. Very, very valid point. I should probably dominate the areas within my walking.
Although you should go through Odessa. Every time that bus leaves you in K, you should just take Highway 30 to that exit.
We don't go west anymore. Everything we do is south and east. No more Rocky Mountains to see or drive through.
You go to all the towns that have lots of things to offer. I'll take you to some places where there's not three digits in the population on the sign.
Yeah, it feels like that in some of the towns that we do. Emporia is not a booming metropolis of a town. I haven't been to Bolivar yet. We're supposed to go there this weekend.
How about Amherst? Home of champions.
Yeah, but Amherst doesn't have a university in it. I understand there's small towns, but these places have colleges.
I think Amherst could have one over there. They could start a D3 wrestling program there.
Yes.
I chuckled when the sign said 227 people, and they had 14 of those 227 win a match at state. I'm scratching my head going, there's only 227. 14 of them happen to be in high school wrestling.
Yeah.
Start. That's crazy. State duels this week start at 8:30. We'll have it here with classes A and D on ESPN Radio. Complete wall-to-wall coverage all day long from the UNK Health and Sports Center. Girls districts tonight, Kearney and Grand Island play 7 o'clock at Bellevue East. They do have a 5 o'clock game between East and Omaha South. It is the play-in game in the B5 at Grand Island Senior High. Lexington plays Aurora tonight. And a best of luck to all the boys' sub-district teams as well. Christian DeLeon of the Huskers is the pitcher of the week. Virginia is the number one team in Baseball America. Oregon State fell to number four after their loss to the Huskers. Florida State second. South Carolina third. Cal State Fullerton fifth. You think there's ever been one player that's won a national football and national baseball title in the same season?
No.
I don't think so either. I haven't looked, though.
Hey, I don't think it's happened.
Let's give you an early reminder on this one as well, since it is baseball day with Damon Day. Kearney American Legion, grades 9 through 12, an organizational meeting for all of the young men and their parents interested in playing for either Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or Five Points Bank. It's Monday, March 3rd, this upcoming Monday, 6:30 in the math area at Kearney High School. So, same thing every year, Kearney math area, but that's coming up on Monday for Kearney American Legion Baseball. We want to thank Sean Callahan of Husker Online, Carrie Hofstetter, Hastings College women's basketball coach, Kevin Asher, Hastings St. Cecilia boys coach, for joining us today. Among our guests tomorrow on Loper Link, we'll talk a little track with UNK's Brady Bonzel, plus a whole lot more coming your way tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon, wherever you guys play baseball, watch some good movies and success, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.